Sairam, dear listeners, a very, very good and warm morning from the abode of eternal peace, Prashanti Nilayam. At the outset, let us all collectively offer our prayers, humble salutations, and most importantly, our love at the lotus feet of our most dearest Mother Sai. This is Ganesh inviting you all to yet another beautiful Sai-filled Thursday live from the studios of Sri Satya Sai Media Center. On this auspicious morning, as we think of our dear sweet Lord, I am reminded of a beautiful Chinnakada that Swami had narrated to all of us. Let's see what it is. Once, Mother Parvati and Ishwara, Lord Shiva, saw a person sitting on the branch of a tree which was about to break. Watching this, Mother Parvati pleaded to Lord Ishwara to save the man. Lord Shiva teasingly remarked, "Why should I protect him? Since you saw him first, it is your duty to save him." But the mother said, "How can I protect him without your grace? I am the negative and you are the positive. Unless you shower your grace on him, he cannot be saved. Please do not delay any further." Then Lord Shiva replied, "Is it not his duty to call me for help? How can I go to his rescue without being called? And as all of us know, as the proverb goes, one should not attend a function without being invited." Mother Parvati, out of her motherly compassion, as every mother would do, wanted to protect that person at any cost. So she said to Ishwara, "If that person, when he falls down, cries out, 'Amma,' or 'Mother,' I will go to his rescue. And if he cries out, 'Appa,' 'Father,' you should protect him." So Lord Ishwara agreed to her proposal, and both of them eagerly waited for the call. But the person fell down crying, "Ayyo," or "Alas." This is the fate of man. The words "Amma" or "Appa" did not come to his lips, as he had never respected and revered his parents in his lifetime. Such was his fate. How can God come to the rescue of a person who has totally forgotten his parents? Both our mother and father are verily God. And when with such feelings we offer our gratitude to our parents, even God cannot refrain from helping us. So this is the beautiful Chinnakada that I wanted to share with all of you this beautiful Thursday morning. And listening to this story brings me back a beautiful, sweet memory of a very fine incident, but revealing though, that one of our senior brothers had shared it. And this happened during those formative years of the Vedam group, when Swami was encouraging all the students to learn and chant the Vedam. So it so happened that on one of the festivals, I think it was during the Dasara festival, a very senior official had come to have Swami's darshan, and the session was going on in the Purnachandra auditorium, and he was sitting next to Swami during the session with the students. So Swami, being a proud mother, as all of us know, was extremely happy about the one or two mantras that the students were chanting on the stage. Then, to the utter amazement of everyone, the elder asked Swami, "Swami, it is very nice to listen to these chantings from the boys, but Do they know the meaning of what they are chanting? And that's it. All the boys were stumped. They did not have an answer. Then Swami, with the same enthusiasm, with the same joy, with the same pride, pointed out to one of the students and very confidently told the guest that, yes, they know the meaning of mantras. They know the meaning of Upanishads. And then the boy to whom Swami pointed out was praying intently inside his heart. There was no other option except to surrender to the Lord's feet. Because this was a tough situation and he had to keep up Swami's word and also Swami's name. Because Swami had told the guest that, yes, my boys know this. And then he prayed to Swami intently in his heart and then started explaining. Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Atithi Devo Bhava. Respect your mother, respect your father and teacher and guest. And then Swami stopped him immediately and then pointed out to the guest and he told, see how nicely this boy has explained to us the essence of the Vedic mantras. The essence of all Vedas is nothing but this. The incident has multiple lessons that are driven to the students. The first aspect is the love of Swami, how he comes to the protection of the students or even his devotees. The second point is how one should pray in the time of a dire need. You hold on to the Lord's feet, you surrender to the Lord's feet. And then the most important thing, which is related to the first story that we had discussed in the beginning, about revering your parents. That is what Swami had told. The essence of all Vedas is revering your mother and father and teacher and the guest who comes to your home. So Swami does not leave even a single opportunity to teach us all beautiful lessons for life, which will turn us inwards, which will give us a step, which will make us take a step closer towards Him. So, in the next part of our introduction of today's live, I am reminded of a beautiful excerpt from Swami's discourse where Swami explains about prayer and gratitude. You may be thinking, why now? So we shall all know. Why does one need to chant the name of God? Why should one pray to God? Isn't it our duty to express gratitude to God, who has created this vast world and all the living beings in it and provided them with food to eat, air to breathe and water to drink? Not only that, He has provided everything for all living beings to carry on their life sojourn on earth. If your handkerchief falls and someone picks it up and gives it to you, you thank them. Even for a small help like this, you say thanks. Then, isn't it your duty to express gratitude to God who gave you so much? And then Swami goes on to tell, expression of gratitude is itself prayer. What does prayer do? It awakens the inner divinity of a person which is immeasurable, invisible and transcendental. So this is all to sum up, to give you a very happy and wonderful announcement. This is a happy news to all of us, for us from the Media Center and to all the listeners world over, that the entire team of the Sri Satya Sai Media Center is going to offer this Sunday, 31st of January 2021, at the Divine Lotus Feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, a program of gratitude and dedication in the Sai Kulwant Hall. The program goes as follows. From 4:30 to 5 p.m. we have the Veda chanting. 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. we have a beautiful presentation of Ramayana through Sai Bhajans, which will be offered by the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Group. And the most joyous occasion starts at 6 p.m. there is a release of the Bhagwan's 96th birthday logo, then which is followed by dedication of the YouTube Silver Creator Award plaque received for the Sri Satya Sai Bhajan's channel. And then, launch and dedication of the Sri Satya Sai Kids World, a YouTube channel exclusively for children. And finally, and most importantly, the launch and dedication of the new website www.sssmediacenter.org, which is the beta version. And the program will close with Mangala Harti. Swami, at this juncture, once again, I would like to offer on behalf of the entire team of the Sri Satya Sai Media Center to you, our most sweetest Lord, for having given us this unique and wonderful opportunity to enjoy your love and to share your message to one and all, and also offer gratitude on behalf of the entire community of Sai devotees, all the listeners all over the world, for bringing Swami, for bringing himself into each and every home and filling us with bliss, filling us with love, filling us with his divine message. So with these few words, let us all pray to Swami to always reside in our hearts, reside in our homes, and guide us to reach him. So before I close, we shall listen to a beautiful Tyagaraja Kirtana, and on the other side is Brother Prem with the Bhagavad Gita. Sai Ram, happy listening. Have a wonderful Sai-filled Thursday live. Sai Ram.
Sukumara Brokeda Raramayanti Dayaka Raghuvira Sukumara Brokeda Raramayanti Dayaka Raghuvira Sukumara Brokeda Bye. దిక్కుని వనుచు దిక్కుని వనుచు తెలిసి నన్ను ప్రభు దిక్కుని వనుచు తెలిసి నన్ను ప్రభు గ్రహకునరము కరుణను నీచే దిక్కుని వనుచు తెలిసి నన్ను ప్రభు గ్రహకునరము కరుణను నీచే ಶ್ರೀ ಜಗರಾ